you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, very thankful to have you with us on a daily basis. Not surprised to have you with us, but very thankful to have you with us. You know, in 2018, the last time that the Nielsen ratings included my New York flagship in their regular reports, this hour, the Kevin McCullough Radio Hour, was the top rated hour for our for all of our shows at AM 970 The Answer in New York City. And in the recent Harker Brothers research, the deep dive that they did throughout the year of 2020, we found out by 94%, when usually 50% is necessary for increased desire for continuation, 94% of talk radio listeners said they wanted more Kevin McCullough Radio. So I'm grateful for every one of you. I don't take you for granted. I know that every day that we get to do what we do here is a special thing. And if you want to stay with me beyond the airwaves each day, please join my Twitter feed. It is the fastest growing Twitter feed of all of the Salem radio hosts across the country. And I've been doing some fun little polls the last couple of days. I wanted to reveal some of the results to you. For research, I asked my audience, are you a registered Democrat, Republican, independent, or you've never voted before? And believe it or not, 6% of the people that are paying attention to what I'm talking about every day have never voted at all. 22% are independents. And I like that. Then I asked them, hey, for my own research, are you a Republican voting for Trump this year? Are you a Democrat voting for Biden? Are you a Republican voting for Biden, or are you a Democrat voting for Trump? Now, I got a big number from the Republicans voting for Trump. I expected that. That was an 87% number. But did you know that 10% of the people that we are serving every single day are Democrats who are self-identifying as people that are going to vote for Trump? I was pretty encouraged by that. I think that's kind of cool, actually, at the end of the day. And then I did one other question that I thought was interesting, and I asked, are you bringing two or more people with you to the polls? The Republicans said they were by 48%. Democrats said only 3% of them would bring more than two people with them to the polls. Friends, there's no reason to be discouraged. The only reason to be discouraged is if you think these media polls are right, and they are wrong. Just like people that constantly question and wonder about the president. He's doing the right thing. We're going to be okay. I'm Kevin McCullough, at KMC Radio on Twitter, at KMC Radio. We'll see you next time.